Part 7. Andrew took a sip of his beer. He might have gotten too used to Bob's tail ale, he decided. This beer didn't really taste like much. Charlie, who hadn't spent much time in Convergence Club, didn't seem to notice and was deeply engrossed in a conversation with his friend and best man Murphy, who had arrived that morning. He was a smiling, red-haired man who made Andrew think of an Irish choir boy, which it turned out he had indeed been as a child. Today, he was a lawyer in Fleet Street. "So what's the plan for tomorrow?" Murphy asked. "I realize you said you didn't want a big bachelor party, but we're still having a party tomorrow night, right?" "Of course we are, but I have to disappoint you. Mercedes chose her two sisters as her bridesmaids." "Are they single?" "Yes, but are you sure you'd want to try and make it with my new sisters-in-law?" Murphy snapped his fingers. "Damn, you're right. Well, I'm sure they're nice enough for that. But what's the plan?" "The ceremony's in this little park we've booked, and afterward there's a buffet, a dance floor, and an open bar. We've got the park until 2 a.m., and after that we'll have to pack it in. There are plenty of good places in the city if you want to keep the party going, though." Murphy winked and drank from his glass. "Andrew, I realize it's a bit late to ask," Charlie said, "but I was wondering if you'd be interested in being a groomsman. I'd really like you to be a part of it."
"Sure,"
Andrew smiled.
"And wouldn't you know, I've already got a tux."
"You do? You never struck me as someone who kept a tuxedo in your closet." Charlie leaned over and spoke into Andrew's ear. "Mercedes warned you, didn't she?"
"About a week ago. She told me you had trouble filling the spots in the wedding party and to keep myself available. She's one hell of a wedding planner, actually."
"I don't know if I agree with that. It's stressing her out to no end. I'm actually glad it's over tomorrow." Charlie smiled. "Also, I can't wait to marry her. That's the honest truth."
"I'm glad to hear it."
Andrew put a hand on his shoulder, leaning over the same way Charlie just had. "Because I'm the closest thing she's got to a big brother in this city, and you know I'll kick your ass if you hurt her, right? And I kick ass for a living." "Don't worry. I think I've caused Mercedes all the heartache I ever want to give her. In the future, I'll be making decisions with her instead of for her."
"That sounds like a plan."
Andrew clinked his bottle against Charlie's, and Murphy leaned in to toast as well.
"You guys aren't making secret plans, are you?" he said.
"Not at all."
Andrew shook his head.
"But let's go somewhere else. What do you say? There are a couple of good bars on Mission Street, and I honestly want something better than this beer."
"You should try Guinness,"
Murphy said.
"It's a lot better than the American beers, and I'm not just saying that because I'm Irish."
"Oh, you're no more Irish than I am,"
Charlie said.
"But I have to agree with you. It does taste better."
"Okay,"
Andrew said, sliding off the bar stool.
"The next place we go? I'll try it."
Mercedes sat in the recliner, her sister Victoria busy putting dark red nail polish on her toenails. Little cotton balls were stuffed between her toes, and she had to bite her lower lip not to giggle hysterically. She was so ticklish that what Victoria imagined as pampering was close to torture.
"So tell us more about your job,"
Isabella said. She was curled up on the floor next to the chair.
"She doesn't want to talk about her job,"
Connie said as she came back to the hotel room from the snack machine, her arms loaded with every cookie known to man.
"She's getting married tomorrow, chica. She's full of Charlie."
"Well, tell us something about him then,"
Isabella said.
"We haven't seen you for so long. There's bound to be some good stories you can tell."
"Well,"
Mercedes hesitated. She didn't know exactly how much she wanted to tell her family about the supernatural side of her job, but she figured Charlie was a safe subject.
We met at work, you could say. We were helping him catch a shoplifter and, well, he asked me out to the movies. But because I got into a fight with a shoplifter...
You got in a fight?
Isabella said, her eyes wide.
I mean, I know you guys are like detectives, but I thought you just followed people around.
No, in this case, it got pretty physical, and I got a bit of a concussion.
Fortunately, it wasn't anything serious. Anyway, because of the concussion, we missed that movie we talked about going to. Instead, I asked him to come home with me.
Her sisters giggled, and Mercedes sighed.
Home for Christmas, I mean. And it wasn't even at my house. It was at Jim's place. It was very nice, and then... Well, we went on some more dates, and it was very, very nice.
Connie sat down on the bed in the hotel room and opened a box of cookies.
Yes, you two have had a lovely courtship, Mercedes. I knew from the first time I saw that young man that he was the one.
Did you really?
Mercedes smiled.
I did. I even told him so, although with a little bit different phrasing. I'm glad you two worked it out.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
When did you tell him that?
Mercedes' brow furrowed.
I don't remember him telling me. Don't you worry about that.
Connie tossed her a cookie, which Mercedes caught in one hand.
Just focus on tomorrow. And you're sure there's nothing more we need to do?
The flowers are delivered, and they'll put them up tomorrow morning. Mom said the food's all set and just need to be prepped for the buffet. I picked up the dress today, and it still fits. So, no, I don't think so.
Mercedes took a deep breath.
I don't think anything can go wrong now.
Don't say that.
Victoria made the sign of the cross.
That's like asking for a disaster.
Oh, we've had our share of disasters in this city,
Mercedes said.
I think it's time we have something good happen.
She thought for a moment about the times she had been attacked, kidnapped, hurt, and even stabbed with a knife. How she'd gotten better every time and finally found her happy ending. She had, for a moment, considered if Maurice was going to show up and kidnap her. Somehow that would be fitting with the kind of life they lived for the past few years. But let him come, she thought. Rhea could be with her in seconds if she called her, and the rest of the team was ready as well.
And unless there's an earthquake that destroys the park, or a meteor wipes out downtown,
she continued,
I'm getting married tomorrow. You can take that to the bank.
Jim turned in front of the mirror, enjoying the look of the new suit he had bought. It had a different cut than the ones he usually wore, a more modern, stylish cut, and a different collar for the shirt. It was also blue instead of black.
Wow,
Rhea said. She stood in the doorway, smiling at him. Her own dress, green and black and very low cut, clung to her body.
So it's true what they say. Great minds do think alike. I like to test my look the night before a party as well.
It's not just a test. Jim looked at her. It's a change.
What do you mean?
Rhea came into the room and put her arms around him from behind.
I mean that my little trip through time, as well as meeting Howard Bruce, it's made me think about some stuff. I've lived a long time, Rhea, but I've never really grown, never changed much. Same clothes, same furniture, same everything I could. It wasn't until I met Mercedes that I began to adjust to the modern world. And it wasn't until I met you.
Hey, I understand that. You're set in your ways.
No, that's not it. Well, not exactly. I think I wasn't allowed to change because of this, well, this damned mission. Because I'm supposed to do this big and important thing for him, I wasn't allowed to become a different person, to keep up with the world. And maybe I'm a little tired of that now. Maybe I'm ready to finally grow as a person.
Rhea kissed his cheek, let go of him, and sat down on the bed behind him.
Okay, so what do you want to do about it?
I want to make some big changes. I'm considering leaving San Francisco.
Rhea's eyes widened.
You're kidding, right? I've just come back to you. You told me you love me, and now you want to go?
Jim turned to face her.
I was kind of hoping you'd come with me if I go.
There's something... Well, there's something I can offer you. Something special. I think you've already offered me that a few times,
Rhea said with a wicked grin.
That's not what I mean. I've got something... Okay. You remember Darcy, Feline's dad?
The wizard?
Sure. Well, before he died, he gave me something to keep. Something he said I might consider giving to someone else. Someone special to me.
Rhea looked intrigued.
What did he give you? A magic wand or something?
A way to live, not forever, but a long time. A very, very long time. He'd used it himself. Basically, it's a potion you're supposed to drink every year or so. And as long as you do, you'll never age. You'll stay the same.
Rhea's mouth slowly opened, giving her a look like a fish in an aquarium.
Are you...
She coughed, closed her mouth, and then tried again.
Are you saying that... You want to make me immortal?
No. The smart thing about this is that you can decide when you want to stop taking it. As long as you take it, you don't age. But if you stop, you'll start aging again. What I'm offering you is a chance to spend the rest of your life with me and not have to grow old and watch me stay young. I'm asking you if that's something you might be interested in.
Rhea swallowed several times.
The rest of my life? Are you asking me what I think you're asking me?
Jim slowly went down on one knee.
I guess I am.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.